What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And the big news of today, if you didn't miss it, James Cook's hold-in is officially over as he signs a four-year, $48 million deal that will keep him here for a number of years, $30 million guaranteed.
There better not be another reason for that.
Right. So I'm sitting here and I'm like, I mean, it could be Cam Hayward. Like, what if he has like a 1,500 yard rushing season, 18 touchdowns? He's like, let's get him back. I don't think he'll do that.
Yeah, no. But what Hayward's doing is bad faith.
It's like, oh no.
And I think that James Cook, who already probably doesn't love the idea of having a bunch of cameras surrounding him, by the way, love that for him, hate that for him, actually. I would imagine this is going to be, no, he's not going to do that sort of a negotiating in bad faith. That doesn't seem like his style.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, this turns into Cook being the kind of guy who he wants to try to make sure that things get done, like, and not be a distraction.
And to be fair, he was open about that from the start. Sal mentioned it as well. He seemed uncomfortable at having to do this. Kind of at every turn, he did show up and do things. He practiced for the first 8 training camp practices and then held in for a little while. He was open that he didn't want to cause problems. He didn't want to be a distraction. And I think for the most part, he held true to that. A hold-in, at least for us, is always going to be a distraction. I don't think it ever really was for the team. For all of us on the outside, I think absolutely. It annoyed us. It pissed us off, whatever, what have you. I think the team, for the most part, was fine with it. I think Bean was just upset because he's like, I made it 9 years without having to deal with this. For the first time in my life, I'm going to have to deal with this. I think that was the most thing that bothered him.
It was pretty funny hearing him saying, like, he was asked, what'd you learn from this sort of thing? That I don't sleep well.
Right. 803-0550, the number to call. We'll start this segment off with Dan on the line. Dan, how we doing?
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
I just
wanted to say real quick, I'm glad that they signed Cook. I think it was a good deal. He's young. He's established running back, probably the best running back we've had since Fred Jackson and Thurman Thomas. I mean, they paid a lot of money to older guys trying to pass rush. So I just think it was a good move because the other running backs, I think they'll complement each other. I just don't think we would have had that great of a running game if Cook was gone and you're just trying to do it with just Darren Johnson and Ray Davis. Thank you.
Yeah, Dan, thanks for the call. It is something to it. And where, like, I like the deal. I'll talk positively about it. Like, I'm fine with it. I will never love the deal. I really like the Greg Rousseau contract. Khalil Shakir, I'm very happy with. With Cook, I'm always going to be more happy for the player than the team. I think in part because of kind of what Dan was bringing up there, where it is also going to be Ty Johnson and Ray Davis. You know, Cook probably won't get higher than like 52% of the snaps. And that will always sort of – I do not like the answer of he's better used when we use him less. I really don't love that. And that kind of – I don't want to say scares me. That's not right. But it worries me. This contract is not an anchor. It is not an albatross.
It's not an anchor.
It will never likely become that. But when I'm also looking at Osiris Torrance might be having to get a deal next year, and if he continues the play that he has – might be one of the biggest guard contracts in the sport. If Kincaid arrives, and from the reports that I know Sal was having the last few days, he's looked really good the last few days. Coleman, same thing. There's going to be other big contracts they have to give out. And I think in part why they wanted to get the Cook deal done, and I think this is right, is the team better right now with or without him? And I've always been on this. I wanted Cook on the team this year. I was not that worried. Post this year, they could go back into the draft. They could do whatever they wanted. And they maybe also would have discovered they have other skill position weapons. Shakir is maybe the closest thing of a consistent weapon, but he's not a touchdown scorer. He's not a big play guy. He's a slot guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if Coleman or Kincaid arrive, and then Cook is also under 50% of the snap share, I think that's the only time I'm going to look at this deal and go, I don't love this at all.
It is, like I said earlier, you're not being taken to the woodshed by this contract.
Mm-hmm.
It's also not a bargain. It's not a bargain. But there is something else to think about in this sense. This isn't like the NHL, where it is that pure $12 million per season.
Right.
This could effectively be a 2 or 3 year contract based on how it's framed. It still makes it the same vital message about the Bills, which is the same one that has been here for several years now. Get it done somehow, find a way.
Mm-hmm.
You are not asking if anymore. You are expecting Cook to keep up his production, even if it is with limited snap shares, because that's what you paid him to do. And if he's not able to give you that big play element again this year, that's where you could start getting into a little bit of trouble,
mm-hmm.
so to say. If this is a player that he has that career spike in touchdowns and never even gets to the same echelon or even close to it, say it's back to the 2 touchdowns per year in his first 2 years.
Oh,
yeah, that reaction was not great from you just now. You braced for impact. It's not going to look as good. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be viable for the team long term. I mentioned a couple days ago, how often does a running back survive a second contract with a team and get the full effect of it? The answer's not many.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when Christian McCaffrey's traded during his contract.
Yeah. The hope is, because of his
Derrick
low usage,
Henry's
though,
it'll extend Henry's the one rare that. Person in all of
yeah.
this.
But the hope is, because of his low usage, it's going to extend that window.
And that is the thing that needs to happen here is, if you're going to keep him fresh, that is the positive to making this extension happen. That is the key, is you keep them fresh so that the wear and tear that typically hits running backs by the age of 29 doesn't happen. That's the important part, and Cook will need to make sure that that big play element stays there.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And I know it's kind of the lazy comparison here, you know, bringing his brother into this, but Dalvin Cook was that type of player, and then all of a sudden, his big playability drops off a cliff.
Yeah.
And the explosiveness really dwindles away. I don't think that that's something that happens. Either that or the family's cursed.
Could also be true.
And I don't
Could
believe in be that. True. I don't believe in that. But you definitely want to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're probably not seeing the last of that deal.
Right. 803-0550, the number to call. I want to jump on, give your thoughts on James Cook's new contract. The Bills hand out 5 new contracts, 6 in total to current players this offseason. Again, excluding Josh Allen, it's 5 new guys. James Cook, the last of them. It's a 4-year, $48 million deal. $30 million of that is guaranteed. On Twitter, Al tweets in, meh. He's not really on the field when the game is on the line in the fourth quarter, and I'm just not a fan of signing running backs to a second contract, even with his low usage. The fourth quarter thing especially, that's looking right at the AFC Championship game. And in part, that's the pass blocking issues. You know, they trust guys like Ty Johnson a little bit more in the pass block and even in, maybe in the passing game. Although it's frustrating, in the AFC Championship, he was their best player. And I've said this before, if they won that game and went to the Super Bowl, I don't even think we got to this point. I think they signed him earlier because of that touchdown on fourth down where he had to reach over the goal line and, you know, his hands on the ground to keep him up.
It would have been a really cool thing to see, to have that be mm-hmm. the play that spikes you to the AFC Championship game.
That would have been the Super Bowl
if, I mean, if they win through that. Through the AFC Championship game, sorry.
But so I've said that from the beginning. I think if they won that game, they got the deal done earlier. I also think that play, though, got it to a point where they're like, we need to bring him back. Mm-hmm. We need to bring him back. Even if you don't totally agree with it, I think that play really had the Bills leaning towards he needs to come back.
And yet, this is where there's a real interesting discussion about it because one drive later, he's not on the field.
Right. Right. And so you do wonder, like, and that's where the usage for me comes in and why, like, I'm sort of closer to Al. And maybe I won't say eh, because I'm like, no, this is a good deal. I'm fine with it. But that will always just linger with me where it's I'm looking at the other running backs who are making these contracts are on the field 65% of the time, 60% of the time. You know, Kyren Williams is a bit of an exception at 89% last year. But to that point as well, Cook is now sort of the exception of being under 50%, where the rest of his compatriots around him are very much on the field at a regular pop. Will tweets in, the contract is going to be a steal in a few years, and hopefully that means they trust him more in the big moments. I thought they went away from him too fast in the AFC Championship game. He was on fire. I agree with Will. He was, I think, their best skill position player, not named Josh Allen that game. But we talked with Sal too, though. I don't know if that necessarily means the contract will point them in the direction of giving Cook the ball more. They do like their running back room. It has worked for them.
It has worked, and it is something where Cook is a big portion for that. Keeping him healthy, keeping him fresh, is also a little bit of the give and take.
Mm-hmm.
You keep him fresh, it allows him to make those plays and allows him to be more explosive. Bills fans, remember C.J. Spiller. That's a name. You
awesome.
Gave him more carries. Mm-hmm. It was not as effective for him. This is kind of this. I don't want to say it's the same sort of thing. But again, you're asking a running back every time he touches the football, run into that pile of humanity and let's see what happens. If the Bills can extend the longevity of Cook's abilities in any way,
mm-hmm.
which includes and is not limited to the abilities of Ray Davis and Ty Johnson, then you probably are going to maximize the amount of time that the contract is viable. That's the key, I think, for the Bills, is going to be making sure that usage does get a little bit of an uptick mm-hmm. so that the contract has its worth, while also not stepping too far to where wear and tear becomes an issue. That is a balance that not many teams care about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe that happens here too. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know how they're going to do this, how any sort of change to deployment is going to be there. But let's be real about something. I don't know if I see Ray Davis on this team further than the next couple of years.
I don't. Not and, after this deal. I don't.
And Ty Johnson, it's a third down back. But if he has another good year, how much are you really going to put money into the running back room?
Mm-hmm.
That's the other part of this.
Mm-hmm.
How much are you really going to expend in the running back room without just cheaply reloading in the draft, which the Bills already do?
Yeah, that's kind of that was a big reason why many of us, myself included, kind of wondered, do they really want to sign back James Cook? Or is it, man, you were the best of a group that we are happily going to move off of. We'll miss you, but this is what we like to do, you know? Today is the first time I have felt like they are willing to pay at least somewhat good money to a running back. I don't want to say big money. It's not. It's $12 million a year. But good money to a running back on a second deal. 803-0550, the number to call. Your thoughts on the James Cook extension? We'll be with you until 12 o'clock. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. This is WGR.